you know, you can do the steps, you can have the goal, but like if you choose not to follow the steps, then how are you ever gonna get there? So for me to have those visuals, it forces me to kind of look myself in the mirror saying, did I do something today to get closer to that goal? Or did I lose focus? Am I off the track?
Welcome to another episode of Success for the Athletic Minded Man. Real talk on harnessing your athletic drive for clarity, consistency, and focus in business and life. This is your host, Jim Harsher Jr., and today I bring you Anthony Robles. On July 20th, 1988, Judy Robles, age 16, gave birth to a baby boy who was missing his right leg. This is Anthony Robles. This is my guest today. Anthony was gone on to have an absolutely incredible life, just defying the odds at every turn. When he turned age 14, he joined the wrestling team, gave it a try, and got his butt kicked, but found his calling, man. He went on to have a successful high school career, got to college, and I'm not going to spoil it for you. It is just an amazing journey that he goes through. And actually, I will spoil it because there's a movie, a big screen movie out there with Jennifer Lopez and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck were behind this movie and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So it's a huge movie. And he wins an NCAA championship, goes on to set a Guinness World Record of most pull-ups in a minute. And he's got a movie after his life. Just an absolutely incredible guy. And what you're about to hear is how somebody like this actually goes through life, how they actually think about their failures, their setbacks, their challenges, the things that other people see as challenges, what does he actually see them as? Like how he actually thinks about these and how he deals with the pain of failure and loss and setback and how you can apply that to your life. It's a fascinating conversation with a fascinating guy. Forward this to one friend who you know needs this. Who do you know who would enjoy this interview, who can relate to this, who this would be really inspiring for? So share this along to the next person. That's how these things grow. And that's how I'm able to bring in great guests like Anthony. All right, let's get into it. My interview with Anthony Robles. Let's go back to the very beginning. You're 14 years old and you decide to try this thing called wrestling because I can't remember if it was your friend or your cousin was urging you to do it. And what gave you the courage to do that? Because getting ourselves into the mind of the listener, like, there are things that they want to do, things that they could step into, whether it's building that business or making that commitment to that thing in their career or life. There's some fear there. There's some hesitation. I mean, what gave you the courage to step into this?
It was my cousin who suggested wrestling. And I remember he brought me to that first wrestling practice. And I think what gave me the courage was just really, you know, I just wanted to see what I was capable of, you know, and I think my entire life being born missing my leg, the spotlight was pretty much on me, whether I liked it or not. You know, I mean, simple things, going to the grocery store, kids and adults would stare at me. They would look at me, they'd point as I walked by. So I was kind of used to that, you know, and it was always going to be a part of me. So being on a wrestling mat, or at least having that courage to step out there for the first time, you know, for me, I felt like it was controlling the narrative of my life. You know, this is something that I wanted to do. And yes, you know, there are parts of me that were nervous to step out there and, you know, step outside of that comfort zone. But, you know, I think for me, what was more important than just being nervous and being worried about what other people thought or failing or, you know, getting my butt kicked on the wrestling mat was just seeing what I was capable of, you know, just leaving everything else out on the mat just to see, okay, you know, I'm going to take this opportunity. You know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least I know at the end of the day, I tried. And that's kind of how my mom raised me my entire life, you know, never to set barriers on myself. It's just go out there, see what you're capable of and make the most of every opportunity when it presents itself.
That's interesting because so right behind me on the bookshelf, there's a book called The Confident Mind by Dr. Nate Zinser. He was the director of performance for 30 some years at West Point. Coincidentally, has a wrestling background as well. But I've had him on the podcast a couple of times. He's come to a couple of my retreats. And his mantra that he coaches athletes to use is simply, let's see how well I can do, right? It just takes the pressure off. And it sounds like that was kind of bred into you, that you were raised with this mindset of like, let's see what I can do here. And it sounds like that's what you carried into the sport with you.
It absolutely is, you know, and then something that my coaches would echo in their own words as well. You know, it wasn't just about the win and losing. You know, I think that's something that as an athlete, right, you're always focused on the end result, like the winning and losing is like, no, you know, you got to be focused on the in-between, you know, that journey, that opportunity that's right in front of you. Just give everything you have right then and there. If you're stressing about, you know, the other end of it, you know, that's things out of your control. You know, if there's an opportunity right here, like in wrestling, it's the positions. You know, you focus on the positions, you win those positions, the end result's going to be there at the end of it, but focus on what you have in front of you. So, you know, that's just how I approach my life and how I approach opportunities is just jump on it 100%, you know, find the strategy to work and be successful right then and there. And I'll worry about the end when I get there.
So you get an opportunity to wrestle in college, you walk on at ASU.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different level. I mean, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to try this sport. Obviously, you did pretty well in high school, won multiple state championships. But like going from high school to college, Division I, a school like Arizona State, like that's a whole different level of thinking, approaching that.
Yeah, and a lot of ways it felt like I was learning how to wrestle all over again. You know, it was very humbling because I remember coming out of high school, you know, I wasn't recruited, but, you know, coming out of high school, I still had a pretty good resume. You know, I was a 2-time state champ, high school national champ, all of that. And, you know, I went in with the expectations that I was just going to kick butt, you know, from the very beginning at the college level. But I actually got pinned in the wrestle off at ASU my true freshman year. And so that was very humbling. You know, I had to go back to the drawing board. I had to clean a lot of things up with my technique and, you know, and in situations. But what wrestling's taught me is that you have an opportunity to learn from your challenges. You have an opportunity to learn more from your setbacks than your wins. You know, because when you think about it, when you're winning, you just keep doing what you're doing, right? Keep down that same path. But when you lose, when you face something different, you got to readjust, you got to re-strategize. So for me, it set me back a little bit. You know, I had to kind of, you know, catch my breath, say, okay, you know, I got to re-strategize here. I got to readjust. But, you know, honestly, just going through that grind all over again, I felt like I was just developing the hunger all over again as well. You know, because it's like now I have a new goal, you know, something new that I'm trying to chase after at a new level.
And here we are years later, and these are just words on a podcast for the listener. Can you take us back to like a dark period, like a failure, a dark moment? Because I want the listener to understand, like, you know, this all sounds well and good, and we're kind of looking back on this in hindsight, and there was no guarantee at the beginning that you were going to be successful. There was no guarantee that, you know, obviously you got to write a book and it's going to be this great book and it turns into a movie and Jennifer Lopez and all these, like, none of that was in the script for you in those dark moments. Can you take us to a failure or a particular moment where there was doubt? There was, what am I doing here? Can you take us to one of those situations?
Absolutely. You know, and the one that always stands out in my mind, it was my junior year of college. And, you know, that season I was ranked like top 5 in the country coming in, projected as a possible wrestler to win the national title at 125 that season. And, you know, the season was going well. I remember getting to the national tournament and, you know, I was wrestling the guy who was in the quarterfinals. His name is Andrew Long from Iowa State, who I had wrestled earlier that season. I had beaten him. But I just remember that match, you know, it was a tough one. Went down to the end. I ended up losing. And it was a close loss. And, you know, but I just remember just my heart was broken because it's like everything I put into it, you know, to the sport, to get to the top, I fell short that year. And there were things going on off the mat. You know, I had some family challenges that we were dealing with, and mentally it was just kind of draining me. But I remember, you know, that summer when the season was over, I did something that I've never done in my wrestling career, which is I took the summer off. I didn't step into the wrestling room at ASU. I wasn't training there. I told the coaches, like, I just need some time away. And I was honestly going to quit. You know, I didn't think I was going to come back because looking at the bigger picture, you know, zooming out, it's like, man, I'm showing up every single day. I'm putting hours in a day, you know, to train for a maybe, you know, to train for a possible opportunity to get back to this point and go a little bit further or fall short again, you know. And that was something that it intimidated me a little bit, you know, and it just put a lot of doubt in my head. But what brought me back deep into the summer, what brought me back was I received a stack of letters from this group of third graders, and they were writing me as a hero of the week, you know, and that was after my loss. You know, these kids are writing me. And so that motivated me to come back because I had found a why that was bigger than my initial thought. You know, my why was no longer trying to get a bracket. You know, it was no longer trying to just get a medal. It was to show these kids, to use this platform that I was given and this opportunity to show these kids that, you know, what matters most is just giving everything you got. You know, give your best shot. And so for me, it was just finding that why that got me motivated all over again and just focusing on that through the season.
I didn't know if that was just part of the movie or if that was for real. That was the real deal, huh?
Well, yeah, I still got that stack of letters in my trophy case. Yes,
no
sir.
Kidding. Yeah. Have you ever like made contact with those kids?
I did. After that year, I wrote a letter to the class, you know, to the teacher, and I signed a poster and sent it to them. I said, thank you. you know, you guys are my motivation for coming back, you know, to fight for you. So I definitely reached out to them.
That's really cool. Quick interruption. Hey, if you like what you're hearing, be sure to get the notes, quotes, and links in the action plan from this episode. Just go to jimharshawjr.com/action. That's jimharshawjr.com/action to get your free copy of the action plan. Now back to the show. So Anthony, in the business world, we talk about leverage. Like, and what I try to talk to my clients a lot about is looking at a situation where they have a challenge, a setback, and I always try to say like, what does this make possible? And it's hard to think about that in the moment, especially when someone, I have a client, particular client in mind right now. There's like, he's applying for a big job and there's 100 people. He got down to the final two and he didn't get it, you know, but it's like, I try to ask the question, what does this challenge make possible? Like, where is the opportunity in this setback? Where's the opportunity in this apparent weakness? Like, how do you approach that? I mean, you're in a sport where you would think not having a leg is going to be your biggest setback. And it's like, you know, when you first started, I'm sure there were people who were like, why would his mom even let him do this? And why would the coach allow him to wrestle? He's just going to get his butt kicked. Like, but what is your mindset on kind of looking at competitive advantages when other people might think it's just another obstacle?
Yeah, you know, it goes back to my mom. She raised me. She should tell me, you know, you don't let your challenge become an excuse. You know, you find what works for you. And so for me, you know, when I stepped on a wrestling mat, my coach echoed the same thing in his own way. He said, we're going to focus on your strengths and camouflage your weaknesses. He's like, you know, there's always going to be something. He's like, there's going to be setbacks. There's going to be things that you don't have, that you can't do, that are out of your control. You know, you're going to face losses. But what are you dwelling on mentally? You know, if you're just focused on the loss, you know, if you're just focused on what you don't have, what you're never going to be able to do, that's wasted energy right there. You know, or you can focus on, okay, you know what? This is what I got. This is what I can do in this situation. These are my strengths. And so being on a wrestling mat, yeah, everyone was just locked into me missing a leg, you know, oh, the balance. So, you know, whatever. My coach says, well, you know what? What will work for you? You're on crutches. He's like, you know, you're basically lifting 24/7 with your upper body. You're doing dips all the time. He's like, so your upper body's going to be strong. He said, we're going to drop you down to your knee so that you can use your hands to maneuver on the mat. That's going to compensate for you missing a leg. He said, and at the same time, when guys try to grab you, put their hands on you on the mat, you can grab them. He said, you're going to be strong in that situation. So it's just a matter of, you know, finding what works for you, you know, finding your strengths and just building on those things, you know, because, you know, it's all about that energy. It's just like a wrestling match, right? You only have a certain amount of energy. It doesn't matter how much you train. You have a certain amount that you got to utilize in the most efficient way. So if you're using your energy on stuff that you can't change, you know, that's going to be negative, you know, that's a waste of your time. So focus instead on what you can do, you know, go to that drawing board, say, okay, these are my strengths, and actually list those things out. That's something that helps me in my day-to-day life and my business is, you know, when I'm trying to goal set, when I'm trying to pursue something, I write the goal, but then I write down all the things that I can use to accomplish that goal, you know, to reach that path. So that helps me along the way.
Tell me about that. Tell me about that process.
You know, for me, I break it down. You know, there are things that'll pop up for me that, you know, I start getting frustrated by, you know, that, you know, whether it's my speaking business or whatever, you know, and so I'll actually physically just sit there and write down my visuals of, okay, this is my goal right here. You know, whether it's, you know, going for pull-up record, whether it's, you know, my speaking business, this is my goal. These are the things that I can utilize in this specific situation, you know, that can help me improve, that can help me get to where I want to go. And then as I start going through my challenges, when something pops up, I'll write the challenge down along that list. Say, okay, this is there. How can I address that? You know, what can I do to camouflage that so it's not going to affect me? Or how can I just overcome it? You know, what can I do differently to make this a lesser factor in my life? So
you actually write that down. Like, do you have a journal or something like that where you do this?
Not specifically a journal. I have, you know, I'll write it down on my phone. I'll write it down on a piece of paper. Actually, for me, I like post-it notes as well. You know, so like when I'm working on certain things and I'm going after goals, I'll put post-it notes around my office, around my home that kind of help me reach my goals specifically or things I can focus on. So, but you know, whether it's a journal, whether it's, you know, on your phone, just writing it down is the most important thing because just thinking about it, it can go in and go out easily, you know, but when you write it down and just force yourself to stare at something just, you know, right there in front of you, it's a completely different thing for your mindset. You know, you have no choice but to be forced to focus on what's right there. So.
Yeah, you know, there's a friend of mine, Ruben Gonzalez, who I mentioned actually before we hit record. He's a 4-time Olympian in the luge, and he has, I think it's the number 55, if I'm not mistaken, written, and it's He's trying to make his fifth Olympics, and it would be a record in terms of the number of Olympics and his age and stuff. It would be his fifth Olympics in 5 decades. So I think that's what the 5-5 represents. And but he's going, and he has this like everywhere. He's seeing this everywhere he goes. He has it literally on his steering wheel. He has it on his computer. He just has it everywhere. It's really interesting. It sounds like you do some of that. Do you have certain things in your environment around you? It sounds like you have these post-it notes that might have your goals written on it. I mean, you do that kind of thing?
Absolutely do. You know, and after I was done competing in wrestling, I was looking for the next physical challenge. So I found Guinness World Records for pull-ups. You know, I broke 3 records. And so I did have visuals. You know, one of them, I live in a 2-story house. And so on my doorway here above my office, I had a pull-up bar. So every single time I came up the stairs, I had to do 30 pull-ups. You know, that was my rule for myself. I also have a frame in the hallway, which at the time it was an empty frame. But that for me, when I saw that, I was like, that's where I'm going to put that Guinness certificate when I win it. It's going to go into that frame. So yeah, you know, absolutely. I believe just that's kind of my way of looking myself in the mirror, you know, every day as well. Because, you know, you can do the steps, you can have the goal, but like if you choose not to follow the steps, then how are you ever going to get there? So for me to have those visuals, it forces me to kind of look myself in the mirror saying, did I do something today to get closer to that goal? Or did I lose focus? Am I off the track?
That's really cool to hear, because if for the listener, I want you to notice, like, Anthony actually does this. And this is not something he talks about. It's not just something you hear about in books that other people do. This is a guy who did it. He did it as an athlete. He did it when he was setting, you know, the world record for pull-ups and in a minute. And he was also doing this now in his speaking business. So for the listener, like, do this stuff. Don't just listen to it, hear about it, hear that somebody else does this. Actually do it. And I'm thinking about one of my clients right now named Sean, who we were at my client retreat recently, and we did an ice bath challenge thing. And he was in the ice bath in the morning after we were everybody was asleep or elsewhere. And he's sitting there in the ice bath and he's playing a 2-minute motivational like YouTube video. And he's just listening to it while he's sitting in the ice bath by himself, quiet. And the guy's very successful, and it's obvious that he does this kind of thing as well. And so it's Anthony, it's really neat to hear that you're doing this stuff in real life, and the listener, like, you got to do this as well. So Anthony, I want to ask you, what about, like, it's easy to be motivated when there's people around, when there's big, exciting things that are happening around you. But what about like on a normal, I don't know, Tuesday afternoon when we're recording this, like, and the motivation maybe isn't there and life is pushing back and there are, you know, challenges that show up and obstacles. I mean, any particular, you know, habits that you do or ways that you try to get yourself to move through that in a successful way?
Well, I'd say, you know, for me, a big thing is just kind of remembering my why. And, you know, for me now, that's my family. You know, that's my 2-year-old son in the other room, you know, so when I feel like I want to slack off or, you know, not dedicate my time to become a better speaker or to, you know, to really lock into an upcoming conference that I have and really, you know, devote my time to making that speech as unique as possible, to be as impactful as possible. Then I think about my son. It's like, you know what, this is my opportunity. This is my career so that I can provide a life for my son, you know, so that I can be a role model for my son. So I'd say just finding that why, you know, remembering why you're doing it and reminding yourself of why you're doing it. When I was competing in wrestling, you know, I'd visualize, you know, wrestlers, we call it shadow wrestling, right? So you're out there by yourself, you're imagining, you know, I would actually turn off the lights. I'd be in the wrestling room by myself or turn off the lights and there'd be one, you know, emergency light above the mat. And I just go out there on my own, just shadow wrestle for 10, 15 minutes to remember my why at the end of the day. So I'd imagine, you know, how good is it going to feel to be a national champ? And I'd imagine like wrestling through that match. I'd imagine, you know, getting my arm raised up. And it was pretty cool because they put that in the film as well. You know, there was maybe 5 seconds, but that was a big part of my life. So I'd say, you know, when you hit that funk, you know, when you hit that roadblock in your life where you just lose the motivation or you're struggling through the day, force yourself to remember the why, you know, because the road, it's not always going to be fun. You know, it's not always going to be easy. There's going to be moments where you just want to just slack. You just want to be lazy, but that's when you need those little tidbits of energy to come back. Remember your why. And also, you know, take the time to celebrate how far you've come. You know, I think a lot of times we don't do that. You know, it's very easy to just stay focused on the end. You know, I need to get there. I need to accomplish this. I'm not there yet. And that can be very draining at times. So those moments when you aren't feeling the motivation, just take that moment to yourself and think, you know, how far have I come already? You know, look at the things I've already been able to accomplish because of the work that I put in when I didn't want to put the work in, you know, and that'll kind of fill you up as well. Say, okay, you know what? This is where it matters the most, you know, to get through this situation because it's going to get me closer to the next one. But celebrate those moments, you know, how far you've come.
Yeah, it's interesting how like that tied, that's a gratitude thing. And it ties back to the other mindset piece that we started talking about. It's like, let's see what I'm capable of. Let's see how far I could take this thing. And those two things tie together. These are mindsets. And I want the listener to understand, like, these are mindsets that Anthony has and he practices and he does things to make sure that he's thinking that way in his life. So it's interesting to hear. So, you know, for you, you're a guy who, you won an NCAA championship, you've broken a world record, you've got a movie made about your life. With all that, like, are there still battles that a guy like you has to deal with today? Or is everything easy?
I wish everything was easy. No, you know, I think that's just life. There's always going to be battles, you know, at different levels, just different times. You know, for me now, the battle, you know, I'm blessed with opportunities, but you know, I'm just trying to be the best dad and husband that I can be as well. You know, so the battle for me is trying to find the balance of everything. You know, I mean, it's no longer just me. It's no longer me just on the mat trying to go after my athletic goals and my career goals. It's now, you know, I got to be here for my family as well. You know, I got to make sure that I put their needs above mine. So there's always going to be battles. You know, there's always going to be something. You know, there's moments where I kind of get close to my breaking point, but you know, it's just going back to practicing what I'm preaching. You know, I mean, specifically, I can give you a specific example is, you know, back in 2020 when COVID hit, you know, my career was focused on motivational speaking. It was focused on doing wrestling camps and commentating for ESPN and Pac-12 Network. All those different branches of my business were group focused, being around people. So for literally 2 years, my business was just wiped out. And, you know, during that time, I was at a really low point. But, you know, it came back to me thinking about what I was talking about. You know, just finding a way to win, not giving yourself the opportunity to make excuses, you know. So my wife and I, we started a different business, which was house flipping, you know, and that became something now I still continue to do on the side. So there's always going to be something, you know, but you got to go back to your training. You know, you got to revert back to what do I need to do to be successful? Like you said, you know, like you can have all the notes, you can have all the data, but if you don't plug it in regularly, you're not going to get anywhere. And that goes to anybody at any level. You know, you got to go back to those basic things that got you to where you are so that you can continue forward. So,
yeah, man, this is good stuff. So I want to ask you this. I'm thinking about, like, if you had to design a curriculum, a course for young athletes or just kids, not just to win, but like to build long-term resilience, like the kind that you're talking about whenever it's not just athletics anymore. Now it's about your business and your business goes away because of COVID. Now you got to figure something else out. Like, what kind of lessons would you incorporate into a curriculum for young people, not just to win, but to long-term build resilience and success?
It's a good question. You know, I would say what I would focus on is, you know, one, celebrating your little victories, you know, celebrating the progress that you make along the way and tracking that. Just making sure that you will have those things detailed out. Come up with a detailed plan as well. It's great to have a goal. It's great to, you know, have something that you want. But if you don't really just sit down and take the time to strategize and come up with a game plan to get there, you're never going to get there. You know, and then that's giving yourself that easy way out to slack off. So tell them, be specific. You know, what do you want to get and how are you going to get there? You know, what are you going to do on a daily basis to get there? And so just have that detailed out for yourself. And then also making sure that everyone in life takes advantage of their opportunities. So that's what I would focus on as well is, you know, what are your opportunities right now in your life? Because it's very easy to slip into that mindset to where, like, I wish I had this, I wish I could do this, or, you know, things like that. It's like, no, what do you have right now? You know, what are the opportunities? What can you do? What are your strengths? You know, and just making sure that you do the most with what you have. Because, you know, when I first started, you know, my first year wrestling, I was last place in the Mesa City tournament. Like, I think I won 5 times the entire season, and I was born missing my leg. How many people would say that kid's going to be a national champ one day? But luckily for me, I had people in my life who forced me to focus on my opportunities, you know, and focus on my strengths. So that's one thing we need to put the spotlight on is those things. And that would get you through a lot of challenges in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So Anthony, for the listener who is enjoying this conversation and loving what you're saying here and wants to apply what they're learning, What's one action item you can give to the listener right now? Something they can do in the next, let's say, 24 to 48 hours to really start taking what you're saying and putting it into action?
I'd say make a list for yourself, piece of paper on your laptop, write it out. You know, make a list. What's your goal? Strengths, opportunities. You know, write those things down. And that'll get you far. You know, that'll get you going. That should get you motivated. So, but come up with that list right now and then run with it.
For the listener who wants to find you, follow you, buy your book, watch the movie, where do they go, Anthony?
They can check me out on social media. It's at arobles125. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, or my website. It's just my name. It's anthonyrobles.com.
Excellent. All right. For the listener, as usual, we'll have that in the action plan for you. Just go to jimharsherjr.com/action. Anthony, it was great meeting you at NCAAs in Philly. Great having you on the podcast. Wishing you all the best and all the success in the world.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise.